You know that story of Kabir, which I mentioned in a few satsangs about the man in going in search of Kabir. So he goes, he gets Kabir's address and he lands up at the house and the wife opens the door, Kabir's wife, and he says, I've come to see Kabir, come a very long way. She said, but he's just left. He's gone for a funeral procession. So if you walk down this road fast, you will find that procession going. And he is in that procession. He said, okay, I'll run right away. But how will I recognize who is Kabir? Because I don't know what he looks like. So the wife said, that's very easy. When you reach that procession, you will see a light over everyone's heads. Wait for the funeral to get over, and when everyone disperses, you will find this light only above one head, and that is Kabir. He said, really? Why so? So the wife said, because when everyone is going to the funeral ground, they are thinking about God. Once the funeral is over and everyone is going back home, they've forgotten about God except Kabir. Would anyone else like to share anything or sing or ask anything? You sing? Yeah? But first tell us what it is about.
Pretty much on lines what you're talking about Guru. And this is Kabir's song where he says, everything is Ram.
So everything is Ram. I think even as we sing, we will see Antar Ram, Bahar Ram, Jahan Dekhe Vahan Ram, everywhere, inside, outside. And when you sleep, Ram, and I'm awake, it's Ram. And the whole, what can we say? Everything around the creation, that is Ram. So that's the song itself. Shri Ram. Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Om Shri Ram, Jai. Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram. Jai Ram. Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram. Jai Ram. Guru Kripanjan Payo Mere Bhai, Guru Kripanjan Payo Mere Bhai, Ram Bina Kachu Dekhat Nahi, Ram Bina Kachu देखत नाही गुरु कृपांजन पायो मेरे भाई. अंतर राम बाहर राम, अंतर राम बाहर राम, जहाँ देखे वहाँ राम ही राम, जहाँ देखे वहाँ राम ही राम. गुरु कृपांजन पायो मेरे भाई, राम बिना कछु देखत नाही, गुरु कृपांजन पायो मेरे भाई. हरी जागत राम सोवत राम, जागत राम सोवत राम, स्वप्न में देखत राजा राम, स्वप्न में देखत राजा राम. कहत कबीरा अनुभवनी का, कहत कबीरा अनुभवनी का, जहाँ देखे वहाँ राम सरीका, जहाँ देखे वहाँ राम सरीका. गुरु कृपांजन पायो मेरे भाई, राम बिना कछु देखत नाही, राम बिना कछु देखत नाही, गुरु कृपांजन पायो मेरे भाई. हरि
beautiful. I'm very soulful. Only these monkeys were creating a bit of distraction here. Ram's monkeys. Two stories come to mind which really touched me. One was Vivekananda. There's a famous story where he was starving. You know, Ramakrishna used to ask and beg God, why are you making my disciple suffer such poverty? So the story goes that Vivekananda was in a train and there was a wealthy Brahmin next to him who had this huge tiffin full of food. And he started opening it, enjoying the food, and refused to give even one morsel to Vivekananda. And Vivekananda was just looking at that food, pining for it, starved. And then the train reached a station. So Vivekananda got off, the Brahmin got off, and Vivekananda went to look for water. And one man came running. Swami, Swami, I've come for you. Looking at Vivekananda, so he said, you made a mistake. I'm a nobody. I'm a beggar. You must be coming for the Brahmin. He's a somebody. He said, no, I've come for you. And he rolled out a small carpet. His assistant had got a lot of food. He laid it all out before Vivekananda and said, this is for you. So Vivekananda said, how is it possible? I don't know you. You don't know me. You made a mistake. He said, no. Last night, Lord Ram came to me in a dream and said, so-and-so train arriving at so-and-so station, and someone will alight at platform number so-and-so. He will be wearing this and your job is to go and serve him food. Beautiful. The other is Tulsidas. When he wrote the Ramayana, it was, you could say, a very inspired piece of work. It was becoming very popular once he wrote it. So he had competitors who were jealous. And they wanted to destroy this copy. And in those days, there was no photocopying. So one competitor hired a thief to go in the night to the room in which this Tulsidas was sleeping with his Ramayana. Now, Tulsidas was so inspired by the Ramayana that he wrote this beautiful piece of work. But he was always pining for the darshan of Lord Ram. He didn't have an actual vision. So, that was his backstory. Now, the thief set out to steal the Ramayana, went into the house, unnoticed, got very frightened for some reason, could not move, and before he knew it, two guards who heard some commotion came and caught him. So they asked him in the morning, why did you come? You came to steal the Ramayana? He said, yes. So what happened? Why didn't you steal it? He said, because when I approached the door, I saw two shadows. And those shadows I saw were two men who had a quiver of bows and who had bows and a quiver of arrows. And I thought, what have I done? Now when Tulsidas heard this, he said, bloody hell, yeah. Thief gets darshan of Lord Ram and I don't get. But then he had the insight that it is better to yearn for God rather than get God. That burn, that yearning is so beautiful. That is what inspired the work. So it doesn't mean you need a darshan as proof. The mind wants proof. And Ram inside, Ram outside, everything is Ram is consciousness. Ra and Ma. Even the Egyptians have it. Ra, the sun god, Ra. Ra and Ma is the sun and the moon. Many interpretations. The other story of Hanuman becoming very pompous and he told Ram, I'll do anything for you. And Ram said, okay, there are three pillars which have three horizontal lines spread all over the universe. Your job is to go and find them. He said, done. And he sets out, travels universe upon universe, and is unable to find them. So he comes back to Lord Ram and says, I've gone everywhere with all my might, all over the universe. Where are those three pillars? And Ram just raises up three fingers. He says, they were here all the time. Where have you gone? So we just have this quest for a God which we consider as a being or a deity other than what is in front of us. The shortest definition of God is what is, because nothing is apart from God. God is what is. God is not what should be and what could be. That is the mind. And then the only prayer which arises is, a thank you to God, rather than a want, which, as my teacher would say, most prayers are forms of begging. We are asking God for things, which means we believe God doesn't know what we want. Isn't it absurd? I'm telling God, I want this, I want that, I want that. What kind of a God is this that you have to tell him what you want? And what kind of a prayer is this? That is why my teacher would say, the only true prayer is a prayer of gratitude, which arises spontaneously. Which would translate in daily living as, not my will, O Lord, but thine be done. As someone here in the group says, they begin their day by writing down on a piece of paper, God's will, and end the day by writing down, God's will. And that is why I used to mention this practice I found in the earlier talks quite often, that we should imagine God is coming to take us this evening. Just chalo beta, abhi bahut ho gaya. And then he says, okay, now say what you want, say your goodbyes, whatever you wish. And then one just says, with folded hands to everyone, in your own mind, thank you. Parents, siblings, spouse, friends, the ones who hurt me the most, the ones who loved me the most. Each of you has taught me about life. I thank you. For showing me how to be and how not to be. I bow down before you who have troubled me and brought me to the realization that I know how it feels to be troubled, and I tried my best not to trouble others. Everyone is a teacher. And so, how can you not be thankful for the one who has caused you pain? Because your greatest lessons you learned through that pain. In fact, they have done you a favor by taking on the role of the troublemaker. And you realize, this is the duality of life. It is a game of chess. Black and white, the foundation of my life is duality. My army, the army opposite. Both armies moved by a hand above them. All my troublemakers, whether it was king, queen, knight, bishop, pawn, was played by a hand above, just like I was. And while we appear against each other and separate from each other, when the game is up, no matter who has won and who has lost, we are all going into the same box. So thank you. The ultimate prayer.